So here we are. I can't hear anything. Me turn this up a bit. Still can't hear anything. Let me turn this up all the way and I can kind of hear myself. Don't quite understand why the input seems so low. That annoys me. If I turn the gain, there we go. Okay. So, here we are. Here I am. This is the beginning of the latest attempt by myself to help myself. I've been getting a lot of happiness out of the podcasts I'm doing, and I figured maybe recording a sort of journal where I get to just talk about what I'm feeling and what's happening for me, what I'm going through, would be a good thing that I can then listen back to as well as like a reference. That's not me crying, that's my nose kind of stuffy. I'm in a lot of pain, as I'm sure I can hear as I listen to myself. I don't know. Like, to say that I don't know how to get myself out of this cycle is like weird because I just don't know that I want to. I don't know what I want. I mean, relief maybe. But I just seem unwilling to do any of the millions of things that I feel like I could do to help get that relief. And that's hard. I don't understand. I'm basically back to like smoking all the time now. Just something I haven't done in years, and was like, wow, look at me. I quit smoking a long time ago. And people always talk about that, like coming back. And I always had this fear of, like, wow, you know, it's going to be, you know, it could come back at any time. Like, I quit, but it could be years down the line. And here I am now, I guess, doing that. So that's hard. But yeah, I just. There's so much pain. I just feel so much pain. Anger and grief and just knotted indignation and self-pity and all sorts of dissolving into this shame, despair. Shame, despair. And I'm in school to be a therapist. Like, what the fuck? I just need to get help, I guess. I need to. But it's like there's so many other things to do that I'm not doing. But I guess if I just do this one thing of trying to find someone who can actually help me, then. But I just don't know that I believe anyone can actually help me other than myself, and I don't seem willing to do that. But I guess that comes back to the idea of will and what Jennifer, who I'm currently seeing, sort of family therapist, says is like, it's not about will. It's not that simple. Which, like, it feels great. It has a nice excuse to not do anything. I don't know. Fuck. Like, oh, I'm hard on myself. Well, it's not that I'm hard on myself. I think I'm just trying to be honest about if I'm not willing to fucking put forth any effort or make any choices or do anything to try and help myself, then nothing's gonna happen. But I kind of am. What am I doing to try and help myself? This, I guess. Trying to sit with the feelings, but then also running away from them into food, into cigarettes now. Fuck. I just feel this need for relief from this tension and this knotting and this pain and this anger. and just it's all about this, you know, going to something, seeking something, food, cigarettes, as this like this object, this, I don't know my psychodynamic terms well enough, I guess, but this self-object, this externalized, non-externalized, non-internalized, I don't know what I'm saying. Fuck. What do I want? Relief. I want relief. I want to be able to do whatever the fuck I want to do. That's not the base of it, though. It's pain. It's how do we deal with this pain? We connect to nature. I guess I don't have enough nature to go into or something. If I just were to, like, instead of coming home and smoking or eating, if I just, like, when I felt the need for relief, I just, like, found a park or something and just, like, fucking sat under a tree or hugged the tree or just touched the grass or danced. I mean, I need to dance some more. I feel so much better when I dance. But is that just externalizing it again? No, I don't know. I don't even know what I'm doing here. Fuck. I'm letting myself sit in silence. That's something I'm giving to myself. Just the privilege and self-pity just built into my process. It's the lack of adultness, the lack of, I don't know, fuck me. I don't know what I'm hoping to get from this. I don't know why. It feels sort of like in being in therapy with a cognitive therapist where you just like talk and then they say something like, don't worry or you'll be okay. Or like, well, they don't say that, but you know what I mean? Like, where they, you know, they listen to you and they sort of help give you like framing for why you feel the way you feel, like, and that it makes sense and it's okay. And then what? Then, okay, well, fuck. I still feel this way and I still am upset and I still am engaging in these behaviors and not able to engage, not able to just feel good enough to engage in the things that I want to accomplish in this life, and then not able to just engage in them anyway, even if I don't feel good. Just wanting to insulate, hide, get fucking treat the pain, go into my world of imaginal megalomaniacal narcissism, as the self-psychologists put it. I really do love that book, Narcissus in Wonderland. I think I should, I think maybe I should finish the book, see what they say. See what, you know, they say to do. Like, everything they say, I'm like, oh my god, that's me, but I haven't gotten to the part where they actually treat a patient, client, yet. And it's also such a cycle. It's like, I don't know how to get out of the bouncing from extreme to extreme. I'm feeling myself feeling a little less despairish. A little, like, I can hear in my voice. I'm sure I, as I listen, can also hear in my voice a little lightning. A little more sort of hopeful engagement in this sort of cognitive self-therapy thing. Maybe I will post this and just as a podcast and call it self-therapy. No way. Oh god. Fuck. Anyway, where was I going feeling more hopeful before? I sort of metacognated about all of that. I guess just thinking about, yeah, this bouncing back and forth between extremes. So I know that when I like really regiment my diet and regiment my routine, like when I assert this, when I'm able somehow to assert this sort of control and structure, I feel better. I start to feel lightening. I start to feel an ability to engage and to feel good while engaging, which is, I mean, that's very causal. Like I feel good. So suddenly I can do things and I can engage and I can all of these things. But it seems to lead to this inevitable pendulum swing. So then I try and just sort of exist in a moderate place. Like sometimes I eat great, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I, you know, indulge and insulate, and sometimes I don't. And like trying to like stay in this middle ground to sort of like deconstruct this like this binary existence that I feel like I've lived in for so long. But I don't know. But then I end up the crash still happens. Like it's, I mean, the cycle still occurs. It just occurs, I mean, up till now, sort of less dramatically, but maybe kind of a little bit. But now I'm smoking cigarettes like a fiend. Like it's all I want to do is smoke. And then I'm sitting outside smoking a cigarette, and I'm like trying to be aware of all the windows that might be open or all the people that might be around, and like how they probably feel about me fucking smoking cigarettes. And there's the smoke wafting in their windows, and I just start to feel crushed in on myself even while doing this horrible thing that I'm only doing to feel not crushed in on myself. So I can't even get sort of like relief in quotes there. Man. So what then? So do I just say like, yeah, it's like, that's the power of community, is like to reflect and to help. Well, that's the Freud thing, right? Like to help keep you within bounds, to help keep your id from just flipping the fuck out. But yeah, it feels like this bouncing back and forth between complete indulgence of my id and complete reigning of my superego. Yeah, when my superego is like sort of calling all the shots, I feel really great. I feel so great, but there comes this moment where I crash again. And then it's like, then it's this process of like being in the crash until I can convince myself, until I can like painfully just muscle my way back to like pull myself out. And then suddenly, okay, now I'm back to like super pristine place and everything feels great, you know? But maybe that's what life is aspiring to that. I mean, we talk on the podcast, I talk about a lot of what I'm talking about in more poetic form and self-conscious, and then also in Self-Made Man, I, you know, Eric and I talk about this idea of impeccability and how it is in and of itself like an immoderate stance. Blah, 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 blah. I'm wondering if I should like put a time limit on myself or just let myself talk till I'm done talking. Will I ever be done talking? But I don't even want to talk. Fuck. Yeah, like just the epitome of like the neurotic, like the epitome of like the person of privilege who just like the white man of privilege who just like, it seems like he doesn't have enough to fucking worry about in his life that he has to just fucking, you know, create all of these fucking problems in his own head to like, to do battle with, since there's no fucking battle outside of his head. Like I want to be happy, but that's such a fucking self-pitying lie, because I have all of the opportunities to be happy. I have the coolest, easiest jobs and the coolest, most exciting education with the best cohort of people and people that want to be in community and incredible things to do. And then Conley, who like is this incredible resource of love and engagement and an opportunity to grow, and I know there's like a lot of pain there and a lot of struggle, but so much love and earnestness and so like I have all of that there, but it's like I just. It's like, and it's always been this way. It's like there's this secret reason in my head why like things aren't okay, or why I'm not okay, or why I deserve to hurt, or why I deserve to be in pain, or something like that no one else fucking gets. Like no one gets it. No one understands. It's just like a arrested teenage part of me. I don't know, maybe that has to do with the alcoholism. Like, I started drinking when I was in this stage of like emo, self-centered, no one gets me-ness, and then I just stayed there because the alcohol arrested my development in that regard. I don't know, maybe that's a part of it. I've been thinking a lot about the, like, how my entire life I have been, well, my entire adolescence and beyond, I've been focused on cultivating the correct presentation, coming across the right way, and trying to like temper and bury all the parts of me that don't adhere to that or don't fit that mold. And then those parts, and then I just get to be alone and just, you know, revel in the hedonism of self-indulgence and all the parts of me that are, so it's like I haven't actually focused on growing those parts up, on like allowing those parts to live out, to play out, and then to grow up. But how does growing up actually happen? You know, how does, so is it just time and just letting these parts be out? Do I go the sort of Buddhist slash Hakomi slash client-based psychotherapy route of trusting in the process, trusting that it's happening? But then how do I know I'm not getting in my own way? Like, if alcohol arrests your development and my addictive desires are still so strong, even though I haven't been drinking. And that's the other thing. It's like, God help me if I ever decide, like, fuck it and pick up a drink again. And it's like, if I'm picking up cigarettes again, like, it can only be a matter of time. Like, the impulses and the desires that, you know, would erstwhile have been put into drinking and food, and at one point drinking and food and cigarettes, I just cut out the drinking through the grace of whatever God, spirit. Somehow I was able to do that, and that, you know, so yeah, so there we go. So my connection to spirit. What does that mean? I can pray. Just use sort of the tropes and the languaging that's there, because it doesn't really matter. It's just about the act. I'm just begging for help in figuring out how to let this pain pass through me. The sort of Joanna Macy environmental route of like ecofeminism ideals of like really understanding that pain and despair are like any emotion or dynamic. They want to move, so let them move. Don't hold on to them. Don't. I think I need to meditate. Maybe if I just allow myself to not do, but man, that's like all I do. Yeah, but not do and not insulate as much or something. Like, give myself time to meditate, to just sit and not cover up the pain. Not pleasure seek, but not do, and not feel this pressure to do that leads to a complete, utter not doing, but just sit. I'm kind of thinking, I guess I'll do that now. There's so much to do. So much like meaningless, important, meaningful, worthless, worthy things to do. I can never do enough. People like my cohort, like JB and everyone, they say, you know, oh my God, like so much, he's doing so much, like gotta slow down. I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I have a lot I'm supposed to be doing, but I'm not doing any of it. Conley just texted me and said, love. I love you. I wanna be everything for you. I wanna be all the things. I'm gonna meet her at the train station and walk back with her. That sounds really nice. I can't feel myself, and when I do, it just feels like pain and resentment and shittiness. and then this young part, like the only part of me that feels joy filled is the dancer, flitty, pleasure seeky, hedonistic part of me, or the lifted out part of me that wants to like serve people, be there for people, like channel myself through the people, the part of me that just sits with me without flitting about is just fucking in pain and just wants to fucking hurt myself. Fucking hurt myself. Fuck. I keep thinking about like fucking cutting myself. It's like it's back to 16. It's like I'm back to where I started drinking. Wow. I wonder if that really is it. Like if that sort of, wow, it kind of feels true. I feel like a real wash over my whole body of like relief, easing of like, yeah, I just have to fucking go back and do this hard work that I skipped. Is alcohol really that? It's that it? It's like alcohol somehow just like stops you doing, like stops you growing up in all these ways that like then 2 years of sobriety, suddenly you're like, oh shit, I'm 16 again because I didn't do all that. I just drank and just focused on the external. I guess that's it. Is it really allowed me to go outside and just focus on crafting this external thing? And so I didn't do anything. I didn't give myself the honor of engaging and growing up. And I don't want to grow up because it just sucks and the world's horrible and I want to help, but it's really hard and there's just so much pain. I know, but I don't actually, like, when I'm not in this place, like, I feel hopeful, like, my spiritual grounding, like, this idea of change, this idea of the ripple, I'm really excited about that I'm formulating, like, the ripple meaning that like we're all drops of water and so, you know, we as drops are not in and of ourselves that important. We'll drop into the water and disappear. Like we're just, you know, how many of us just die and die and die and die and die and we last like a speck of time even if we live out our full natural lives. And it's like we as individuals don't matter, but man, when that drop hits the water, ripples go on and on and on and grow and grow and grow for so long and affect so many other ripples and so many. So I believe in that, and I believe it. It's not about me accomplishing like this. Well, there we go. There's the other fucking thing is my fucking exceptionalism, my internalized sense that I'm supposed to be fucking incredible, and I am not. I don't think I am, but I grapple because I'm like, no, I'm. There are ways in which I'm kind of special, or like ways, like there are things that I have that I can give this sort of like ineffable presence or leaning in or supporting that, like this eye contact, this, it's all the external stuff that I've cultivated, but like no real worth, no real like skills, no, nothing that I am exemplary at. My brain doesn't work like super sharply, but I'm good at words and I'm good at eyes and face and body. Well, that's something, but no, it's not. It's nothing, but it's not nothing. Fuck, it hurts. I just want to go get another fucking cigarette and just keep going. Just keep, God, fucking get it, kill it, hurt it, stop it. Stop it. It's stopping it. It's saying that I need to stop it. Whatever it is inside me, I need to stop it. That's it. That's it, that I learned that like the pain that I feel needs to be stopped. It's not just that I want to get away from it, it's that I fucking hate it and I don't value it. And it's wrong. And it's bad and I need to fucking kill it. And whatever I have to do to fucking kill it is fucking justified, is right. And then there's the getting away with something, then there's the like, then that's like the little quiet seed of rebellion. While I'm trying to crush myself, I'm also excited because the ways I'm crushing myself are ways that the sort of outside world, which I feel so fucking victimized by, somehow like would not want me to do. It's all my mother, right? It's all like fucking psychodynamic human development fucking words. And I'm like, why can't I just be an actor still? And I wasn't even fucking, I'm not a good actor. I just want to devote my life to something. Just take me out of myself. God, I just, no, I'm devoting my life to going into myself. I just want to be fucking, and I have to do this. I have to invite all of this, all of it. I have to say I am welcome here, that I am welcome in my world. I am welcome here. I am not bad. I am welcome. All my pain is welcome, and it will be a part of my world. And it may be hard for people in my life, and I will honor that and do everything I can to mitigate any harm or intensity or, you know, anything that doesn't, that feels like it's harmful to anyone. I don't want to hurt anyone but myself, but I don't want to hurt myself. I'm sorry. So much hurting of myself. But I need to welcome myself in and just get the message to me that I am allowed to be here with all of my sensitivities and pain. I'm allowed to be here. 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 I know when I turn off this recording, I'm going to fucking go smoke or do something else that isn't just sitting with it. I know it. I can't convince myself to do anything else. I'm not fucking crying right now. There are no fucking tears. This is like that self-pitying face scrunchy whine, and I am so fucking disgusted by it, but I don't know what else to do with the feelings and the impotence and the sadness and the shame. Why can't I just what? Fuck. Oh. So what just happened? It just started to all go, and I just put it away, or did I let it move through me and now, but I feel fucking like sharp and cold, and this like inkling that this sharpness and coldness is how the fucking world ended up where it is white men not being able to fucking handle their shit and just putting it away and then acting out all of the quiet rage on the rest of the fucking world. And I don't want to do that, but I don't know. It's like that, the focusing that somatic technique by the guy whose name I can't remember because I can't fucking remember anything, is you know, he's about going in and standing on the edge and looking in and but not diving in, because then you can't do anything from there. So I get that, but and like standing on the edge, not diving in, but also not putting it away, like not stepping back from the edge, just staying on the edge. How do I stay on the edge? I've been talking for 28 minutes. That's fucked up. Oh my god. Stop now. Thank you, me, for doing this. As all of the things that I feel of shame and narcissism and self-pitying disgust, I just think I have to do this. I have to just get it all out, because it can't grow up while I'm stuffing it down in the shame box. So I can think about what a fucking little self-pitying child I am, but I am whatever, if however much of that is true, what it is describing is me right now. It is me. And if I want to be something better, I have to start by being what I am fully. So that's what I'm going to do here. And yeah, then hopefully I'll also do myself the honor of finding someone I can work with in a somatic way, a Comey or something like that, that I can actually have another person that I feel I can do this with. Because Jennifer, I feel almost as, I feel this is almost more productive than talking with Jennifer sometimes, which I hate to say because Jennifer is so incredible. She's so caring and she's so wonderful. And yeah, her insight on my upbringing and sort of etiology of the disease that is my fucking state right now is incredible and so useful. And at the same time, I need to be able to just, I mean, this is just really what I would, anyway, I don't want to tear anyone down or be ungrateful for, you know. But hopefully I'll be able to find someone. But also I think this is really good. So thank you, me. Maybe I'll be able to convince myself, even just for 2 minutes, to just sit here after I'm done recording. I'm gonna try really hard. But then there's that, yeah, then there's that, like, that fucking rebellion. So it's so hard. If I just indulge fully in whatever bad, quote unquote, fucking, like, which I mean, should I just take that off? I don't know. But no, fucking smoking is bad. Smoking is dangerous. Harmful for oneself and everyone else. And overeating too. Bad for the planet. Bad for my body. Bad for our budget. Bad for everything. So these things are bad. But anyway, If I just allow myself to do it, well, then I'm just allowing myself to fucking do it, and I do it. But then if I, like, draw a hard line, then my, like, rebellious, like, fuck you parent streak comes out, and I rebel against it and do it. So it's like there's no way that I can just be like, I try and be like, yes, if you want to do this, then do this. But, you know, maybe don't do it. But, you know, it's your choice. And then I'm like, great, and then I fucking do it. I do love fucking audio recording. I mean, I really do, and I want to be good at that too, but I'm... Anyway, fuck me. All right. Time to go do whatever I'm going to do, either sit here for 2 minutes or not, and whatever else. I'm going to meet Conley at the train. Oh, her romance. That world of fantasy. And yet I can't even sink into that fully by putting in effort to be romantic with her. I want to do that. I just don't want to do that. Fuck, I don't do anything. My mother, fuck. Well, good stuff.